Hour 2, Public of Texas Radio. I'm Steve O'Brien. Alan Crutcher's on the line as well. And we talked a little bit about, Fredericksburg, but we're kind of deviating into, news, the world around us. Yeah, we'll call it the world around us. I hate to be talking about the world around us because it really isn't around us. It exists on the internet. It exists, well, on the television sets. It exists on the radio. It's not really around us, is it? But it will come back to bite us, I think. What do you think, Alan? Can we just, I've heard this before in my life. Can we just ignore it and hope it goes away?
That's a hard question, Steve. You know, it is on basically, all this crap, basically on the other side of the planet from us, should have no relevance in most of our lives. And really, for the most part, doesn't, except for the controllers and the power and the control that they do have at this point. Everything is interlinked. There is nothing really that stands alone anymore. I mean, even your little local institutions, your Chamber of Commerce and your Rotary Club, all that stuff now is basically, it's basically just part of the machine, what they don't want us to know, it's dumped down the memory hole. The Ministry of Truth is out there. And no, Steve, it's become a very, very strange place, at least for me to live in. Because I'm sitting on the outside of all this, technology. Yes, me, the technology loving Luddite. Yes, I actually love some technology, but I hate how it's being used. It could have vast benefits. It could make the world the Garden of Eden, to put it biblically. We could be living in paradise. But the controllers don't like paradise because that's not a very good control mechanism. Strife and death and destruction and rebuilding and graft, greed, corruption, that allows control. Living in peace, if everyone's peaceful and happy, there's not much control they can do.
I don't know. Maybe this whole thing with Israel and Hamas and the Palestinians—that's a big distraction, right? The big things they're doing to you are not as sexy, right? As road warrior helicopter guys flying in and taking away 22-year-old hotties in rave costumes and blah 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 blah, But maybe, the other thing, I ran into a queuist, right, in the supermarket last week. I don't know if I talked to you at all about that. It's a longtime queuist friend of mine. She likes to talk queue stuff. And so I saw her there, and so we stopped. And there aren't too many people I can talk to in Fredericksburg, and I know she has a QS mentality of everything, right? And so we go over there and start talking. I'm like, well, we're all screwed. And she says, no, we're not. You got to think positively. And I go, yeah? Really? Since when? Right? So what's going on? She says, oh, yeah, well, it's getting close. You can see it. It's getting close. I'm like, it's always close, right? You're not going to change the ship. Well, we can. We've been changing the ship.
There's at least a half billion sealed indictments by this point, Steve, and pretty soon they're all going to come out and everyone's going to jail, Steve.
And I just go, man. Okay. Yeah, I love you. And that's another thing, right? Consciously creating your universe around you. I get that, right? Intention is a lot. That can be linked to prayer. Prayer is intention all itself in a wholehearted thing. So when somebody says they're going to pray for you, well, hey, accept it and move on, right? Because that's a blessing to somebody wanting to think good thoughts or pray to God for you or pray to Jesus or whatever, man. It's kind of a trip. But one of those things that made me think of that, Alan, is a lot of times we were sitting there going, well, the left is always doing all this stuff, and that's because they're getting all radical on us, and the right needs to get more radical on the left. And we'll flip it. The Uniparty heard us. Hey, Sam, why don't you get ready clip 3, And that's an interesting one. There's a Rumble clip, and then there's a Resist the Mainstream clip that I sent over to the network. And sorry, folks, I'm not that good at sending clips to the network. I don't know if I'll do it again someday, I'm sure. But if it just hits me. But in this clip, the left gets to sound, well, normal, and the right gets to freak out and get all emotional and get angry. If you got it, Sam, go ahead and play that clip.
When a Israeli child is killed versus when a Palestinian child is killed. When a Palestinian child is killed, and we heard this from Dershowitz and many other defenders of the indiscriminate killing of Palestinian children, well, it must be the case that Hamas was using them as a human shield. It must be the case.
Yeah, that's a...
And the clip is
It's a Rumble clip with an embedded video. See if that plays better, not directly. Yeah, the Resist, it is. See if you can wind that one up, the second clip. See, folks, Rumble is, well, it's better than YouTube. Dun, dun, dun. It doesn't work for the network very good. And who's it owned by, Alan? I think we talked about that the other day.
I've heard BlackRock and Vanguard.
Yeah, that's great. So we're going to...
You know, majority controlling interest, at least. You know, you know, they don't have to own, you know, 100% of a country of a company, you know, or anything.
Right. Well, we're gonna just leave that go because it's really not that much. It's really not worth it, and you know, we've got a lot to cover. Really, actually, we're kind of out of things to cover. Not really, but this is a guy. His name was Robbie Sauvé. Right, he's supposedly a libertarian, and he gets on one of those left-wing talk boxes, and the chick just asks him the facts, right, about killing Palestinians, and how's that better than cutting off babies' heads that they've never even proven, yet they're saying that they're going to level the whole damn place, and asking to level the whole damn, not really asking, Israel never asks to do anything. They're above the law. They always have been, since their inception. And we all know that, and they'll agree to that. They'll say, well, they're just trying to survive. The great survivors. Oh, my God. Who the hell are these people? Oh, man. But then
well, you know,
they're
Steve, on this subject, you know, I had weird access, you know, with the weird television I had. You know, I was watching what was going on over in Yemen.
Yes.
You know, for, what, 5 years or more? You know, and then I see a Pentagon spokesman come out and say, you know, yes, we conducted 200 sorties in Yemen. I thought that was, you know, Saudi Arabia, you know, in Yemen. But folks, it's like I was watching, you know, live footage of people walking into these, you know, these markets that had been bombed and everything. And yes, dead babies, dead children, dead people, body parts splattered against the walls. You know, going in and picking up a body. And it's like picking up a bag of jelly because every bone in it's been shattered by the concussion from these rockets and who the hell knows what they were dropping over there. No, why was nothing ever said about that? There was a lot of people killed over there, turned into frickin' bags of jelly and splattered across the walls, you know, inside these markets and everything. But no, they weren't black people and they weren't Jews, so we don't care about them, right?
Yeah, well. We're being lied to, and often that Democracy Now! Clip, it was really good. You know, some of the stuff that comes out of, well, the news can be truthful, but it takes a few years. Just wait till you're going to have to wait 10, 20 years until they throw all of us under the bus for being too stupid, and well, we took the jab, and we really shouldn't have listened to the corrupt governments at the time, but now we have a really good government, and we're telling you that they were stupid back then. They do that over time, and so all you have to do is live long enough to find out, you know, well, they lied to you. Now, is there going to be a big war, right, coming out of this thing? They're doing it from land, they're doing it from the sea, and they're doing it from the air, and they're going to go in, and they're going to attack the Hamas, and it doesn't matter how many Palestinians get in the way. Is that just wonderful? Yeah, no, it's not wonderful, but a lot of people think it is. The scorched earth policy is, well, the motto of the right. The Uniparty is pushing this one, and the Uniparty, of course, folks, I do mean the Republicans and the Democrats, right, or the political system that exists today. Well, the third arm, what did somebody called in and said the third branch of government, right, or the fourth branch of government was the media. I think that's what they said. But who cares about all that, Alan? You know, realistically, I don't know.
Well, Steve, unfortunately, even in today's world, we know someone who's involved with someone, and I'll just say his name. Andy is running around with a friend that, you know, of both of ours, who in his heart is actually a good guy, and he's a big computer guy. You know, has access to the whole world. And what does he do? He sits down and he watches MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, and he calls our friend Andy, well, you're just a crazy-ass conspiracy theorist. You know, you just don't believe any of this. He said, I can prove you wrong in 15 minutes. Here, sit down and watch Megyn Kelly tell you the truth of the world. And look, her skirt's so short today, it's like if she crosses her legs just right, you can almost see her cootie. Oh, it's like, yo, she's telling us the truth, you know. And he's sick of it. I'm sick of it, Steve. I can't hardly talk to anyone. I find very few people that are even have an inkling of what the reality of the situation is. And it's such a strange freaking world. They have access to all this information, yet they don't search for it. They want it given to them in a click or a link or whatever in the hell, you know.
Well,
they don't
Fox
want to search
News.
For anything.
That Fox News, that was a really masterful thought. Maybe it wasn't, right? They've been doing it for quite some
We're
time.
We're Fox News. You know? We're safe and effective. I mean fair and balanced. Yeah.
When was the first time? I mean, the Coca-Cola bottle, right? It's the shape of a woman's figure, right? Slim waist, big top. You know, it's like Coca-Cola. Put it next to a model. Coca-Cola. Drink Coca-Cola. Look at the lips. Oh, it's so good. And you go, Fox News. Ah, they're evil-ass bastards. Look at this hot chick. She's telling you that. Right? It's those damn lefties. And and people don't get it. Right? They don't get that there's that Israel is an evil nation, has been, you know, since its inception back in, 1948? You know, and who put it in place, right? You know, it's out there in the open. The Zionists. Oh, but Zionists aren't bad. They're just Jews. No, they're racist. Sorry, you know, they're supremacy.
It's a political ideology.
You know, it's more of a religious ideology. Do you think?
Well,
it's a religion. It says that if you aren't us, you ain't smack. Right, you know, it was that Mexican group, right? That we don't hear about anymore, right? There was the race.
You mean the ones that were calling all of us white people racist? Yet the name of their organization is La Raza, which means the race.
La Raza, that's right. You know, it's like,
but we're
okay.
The racist. Yet their own freaking organization is the race in English. La Raza is the race.
All right. Yeah, you're like, I'm confused. Are you like Israel? You know, but meanwhile, I don't know. The whole place is crazy. They're like, we need better borders. And then everybody's so worried and upset about these borders. But are they? You know, they've come in, and they're going to use that against you here in a few years. That's the key to tyranny at this point. They've got enough people inside the next flip of the coin, when they say, okay, enough's enough. That was 10 million illegal aliens crossing the border. It's time to get them out. So now we need to round them up. Anybody got any ideas on how to round them up? Sir, I got an idea, sir. Let's go ask everybody for their ID and force them to register, and then we'll keep track of them, and all the people that don't register and aren't trackable, we'll throw them out. Oh, that's a good idea, Jimmy. And then there you go, the beginning of tyranny. And
Start up the draft again and see what happens. I wonder at this point in society, in the world, Steve, if anyone would rebel against the draft, because, you know, that was the big thing, you know, back in during the Vietnam War, you know.
That was one of the
protesting
big search
the draft
terms.
Being forced to go fight. It's like, oh, yeah, we need to kill those damn commies over there, but it ain't going to be me. Oh, wait a minute. You're making me? Oh, no, now I'm going to protest.
There was a big spike in the search term. Let's say, am I eligible for the draft right after the Hamas attack on Israel? Huh. I think if you were of draft age, right, male, female, and even a transvestite, you know, you're going to be a little bit concerned you're going to be hauled into that, kicking and screaming from the rave to the battlefront. Or, yeah, at least you can be
Canada isn't a safe refuge to run to anymore, if it ever was.
Oh, crap. Yeah, Canada's not a safe refuge at all. Well, maybe if you're a transvestite, they'll take you in and they're happy for you, I think. You know, or, maybe if you want to kill babies, I don't know. Canada's a little bit sideways, but they kill themselves, right? They ask if they want to sue you. You don't want to join the army? Do you want to suicide yourself? It's a crazy morning. It really is. I'm sorry. I kind of like did this.
Steve, everyone thinks that all this fighting is being done by, you know, government troops. It's like, well, in a way it is, but they're called contractors, folks. They're not actually part of the government, yet they're the government. And they're paid a whole lot more money than the GI troops are, you know, to go over there, because they're specialists and, you know, they can kill more efficiently, but they're not really killing in our name, even though they are, but they're not. This is the whole public-private partnership contracting. Oh my God, it's just so intertwined.
Yeah, so, and it's a damn shame. And everybody's complaining about. You know, I was sitting there harping on the border people, and you can call in if you have a direction you want the show to go besides this, because, you know, we're not really going to know anything about this Israeli crisis. And I appreciate Lynn calling in. I really do. And her points of view. I appreciate all y'all. Right. Well, some of you left-wing people, when you call in, I think you're wacko. But I will talk to you. I really will. But we have to have a dialogue, not a monologue. And I'm not calling you, Lynn, a left-wing people. I was just generally speaking about it. But we do need to keep our heads. And I do understand it's hard to get there. And nobody's going to listen to you. Right. You might, as long as you're just telling them. Right. Once you get emotional about a subject that they're polarized on, that they're totally, everybody in the United States is brought up to be polarized in Israel's favor. And how did that happen? Right. It happened through programming. It happens through the fact that they control the Israelis, control, well, our government, you know, AIPAC. Okay, just justified that one. You know, they give them money to give us back so they can support their views so we can love them, right? It's like, how is that right? They control it through the schools, through the media. You know, you're not going to win on that. Anyways, if you disagree or agree, 1-800-313-9443 is the 800 number. 512-248-8252 is the regular number. Please take the 512-248-8252 number. It saves us money, and we're worth saving. Well, Republic Broadcasting is. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Just happened. Looks like I just turned my volume all the way down to zero. Man, technology. We shouldn't have volume controls. I'm going to open up a website to get rid of volume controls. Nah, that probably won't work. Okay, Alan. Let's go to the phones. We've got Art in Georgia. He just came into the queue, so let's take care of Art. What do you think of this morning, Art?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. It is, I think.
I just learned this morning that, and I didn't know this. I knew about what was going on with, the bombing in Gaza and the Gaza Strip and the West Bank and all. But I just learned this morning that supposedly Israel is now striking Lebanon and Syria.
Yeah.
And in the chat room, we have a chat room, folks. It's the number 2. republicoftexas.chattango.com. Come hang out with us. Always good conversation in there. I agree. One of the people in the chat room said that it appears that Israel is trying to widen the war in order to drag the West into it. And I'm looking at the stage here, and we have a war in Europe with Russia and Ukraine. We now have this war raging in the Middle East. It looks to me, God, I hope I'm wrong, but it looks to me like they are literally setting the stage for World War III. What do you think?
Yeah, no. I've been talking with some people this week, and it wasn't hard to predict. I said, you watch. I said, Israel will soon be attacking Syria and Lebanon. working their way towards Iran, and they're going to go up through the Middle East and go through Armenia and eventually end up in Ukraine. You just frickin' watch.
Ukraine. Yeah. World War III totally looks like it. I agree.
It does.
What are you going to do about it? I mean, Art, you're probably the most balanced person I know out there. You know, you have a place, you have food that grows naturally, right? It's like, okay. But you do got those dumb people that live all around you. That's a detractant. But
yeah.
But World War III, you know, when you look at it, you go, okay, so what are they going to do? Is this going to be a nukey thingy, right? Well, we're all dead. But you can get your bio boop, 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 and then take those pills, and that's going to keep you safe. No, it's not. You're dead if they start firing nukes. You know, am I wrong? It's kind of like they'll poison you long term. It's a good question.
Yeah, the thing that really gets me is, you know, we've already given 7 years worth of missiles to Ukraine. And for folks that don't know what that means, what it means when they say we've given 7 years worth of missiles, that means it will take 7 years, literally, to replace all of the missiles that we've given to Ukraine. We've given away the vast majority of our ammunition stockpiles are now gone. You know, if we get into this war, if we actually end up in this war, what the hell are we going to fight with since we ain't got hardly no missiles, hardly no ammunition left? What are we going to do? Be calling up the civilians to give up their guns and ammunition to ship over to fight a war? I mean, this is ridiculous. What are we going to fight with? We're virtually bankrupt as it is, so we got no money to fight a war. You know,
maybe we ought to go back into Afghanistan and reclaim all that weaponry we left there. Oh, wait a minute, that's probably already spread around, which is we're spreading love and seeding territory for global confrontation.
Oh man, yeah, no doubt.
As I look back on history, it looks to me, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not seeing this correctly, but it seems like every time this country gets in financial despair, we end up with a war.
Oh, yeah. God. And are we in a financial despair, right? You know, how much debt are they in? They can't agree on a damn thing. You know, they all know it's a lie. They just want... It's that game. What's that game when we played when we were kids? They stacked all these chairs up in the middle of the auditorium, and then they kept removing one chair.
Musical chairs.
Musical chairs. I thought it was called Screw Billy. Well, I think that we've been... they've been doing that to us for all this time. And it's just like, well, we can get through this. Maybe we can retire and get out and blame the other guy. Our city council does it so well, Art. You know, you go over there and you say, you guys were dumbasses. He goes, what do you mean, you guys? That was the old city council. They did it. Well, you were on it. Oh, but that was a different city council. I thought totally different. Yeah, I did vote for it, but that was different. You're like, oh, crap. We're doomed. So yeah, it might be a good time to end the world for them. They need to get rid of a bunch of useless eaters, Art.
And the war is a good way to do it.
Steve, you kind of started out the program talking, Steve. The simplest term to put it in is called wag the dog.
Hmm. Yeah. Got to watch that movie again. Ah, it's scary. You know, I'm watching it right now. You know, I got another clip that, well, hold on, folks. I got another clip, and it's another mother mad about her daughter dying, blaming America. Crap. We'll get to that or we won't. We got Art on the line. Be right back, Republic of Texas Radio. When it does, I know.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. Oh man, Art, I don't know if you're still there. Yeah, you're still there. You know, this whole thing is kind of funny. You don't have to watch Wag the Dog. Right before commercial break, I was sent another video of another mom of another rave person who's upset. And, you know, she wanted to tell us that, well, she's, of course, a dual citizen, a U.S. citizen in Israel. You know, of course, I can get on that high horse saying you shouldn't have dual citizenship.
Right? I agree.
You know, it doesn't seem, you know, if I got one foot in one camp.
It's just not kosher, Steve.
That should be the slogan, right? Dual citizenship. It's not slow. It's not kosher. Well, I don't know. I think that this Wag the Dog is going to go on for a while. Is it meant to start the Third World War, like Alan says? Well, you didn't quite say it. You said that it's going to lead all the way back to Ukraine. You know. Yeah,
and the United Nations will come out and write a very strongly worded letter to Israel saying that they shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We know how that goes, right?
Oh, well, you mentioned dual citizenship, and I've always had a problem with that, because when somebody tells me they're a dual citizen of the United States of America, and it doesn't matter what other country they put in there, it's just the and another country, I always look at them and ask them a simple question.
Why?
Where are your allegiances?
Right.
Who do you swear allegiance to? Mm-hmm. Are you a whatever country first, or are you an American first? Because either way, I can't trust you because I don't know when your loyalties may switch. I don't trust anybody that's a dual citizen. I don't care who they are. Even if they're, and I've got relatives that are dual citizens, and I don't trust them for spit. I do not trust them. No way, Jose, not happening. Just, you know, you got to, that's like, I'm a whatever American, be it African American, Latino American, Asian American. I always look at them and tell them, there's no such animal. You're either one or the other. You got to pick one. Period.
Well, art in the world we live in today, I guess you could call them trans citizens. That way they would be accepted.
Oh, damn.
Or not accepted. Unacceptable. It's kind of funny. You know, around here you've got illegal aliens and, you know, Mexicans that don't speak English. And some of them are so brazen that they fly the Mexican flag and they're like, Viva la Mexico. And I'm like, well, Viva, yeah. Why are you here?
Yeah, why? If it's so great there, why did you come here? You know, I don't get it.
Because it's your fault, gringo. Our land is so screwed up. And then part of me goes, okay, well, why is it so great? Because I thought we screwed it up and it's still so great, right? But I didn't screw it up, right? You know, your politicians screwed it up. Spanish screwed it up. We should go back to when you were cutting off people's heads and just leave it back there, right? And that where you like it? Is that where you came from? Is that who you are? Spanish came from anyways, now I'm being Steve. Hey, got anything else there, Art?
No, that's it, gentlemen. Y'all have a great day, and thanks much.
All right. Good deal. Anything more on that subject before we go back to the phones?
Nothing in particular. I mean, we could talk all day. We could talk for a month about, you know, any or all of this crap, you know. But
I know.
What have we got here, Steve?
I wanted to go to the angry Israeli moms or Israeli Americans. but there's Mike. Mike in Kentucky. Buenos dias, senor.
Well, good morning to you, if we can say good morning, and it'll be, you know, politically acceptable.
Si, L'chaim,
my friend. L'chaim.
Oh, whatever. hey, next thing you know, we're going to find out you're a dual Israeli sleeper cell.
Yeah.
I'm a trans species. I'm like part human, part dog, part deer. Which I've got all three species in here with me right now. So
I was going to say, yeah, well, you are what you eat.
I live a weird life.
There's an old saying, you are what you eat.
Don't let them know that I still eat venison.
I know.
Part man, part dog.
Anyway, I got a trivia question. You know it all, radio show hosts. I got a trivia question
That's
for
us.
You.
That's us.
So,
go ahead.
When did Harry Truman sign the official document recognizing, State of Israel? It had to be edited. Initially, he tried to sign a document saying that he recognized a Jewish state, the provisional de facto, facto provisional government of a Jewish state. And he had to correct that. So when did he actually officially sign the document?
I'm going to use the catch-all 1948.
Anybody? No. Bueller? Bueller? Anybody? No.
Alan? I'm glad I didn't bet my whole Jeopardy wad on this final Jeopardy question because I don't know the exact date here, Mike. No.
He never officially signed that, and so somebody made a photostatic copy of the press release after it was corrected, and he signed it in 1965. And it's interesting, Barack Obama did the same sort of thing when he signed the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. You'll find the signature page. It has Nancy Pelosi and whoever was the president of the Senate. I can't remember at the time. They signed it with their official titles, you know. Barack Obama with his little phallic symbol signature, if you've seen that, you know, turned sideways, looks like an erect penis. His signature simply is stamped approved, not as the President of the United States. So in 1965, Harry Truman signed the official declaration because the one that he signed was not officially corrected or whatever when he signed it. The press secretary, and there's a top secret document, and I believe it was not 1948, but 1947, when he signed it, May the 14th, I think. But you can find these, and I found, nobody ever taught it to me in school, but this middle school kid that I knew had some kind of, I don't know, history class or something, and there was a photostatic copy of it in there, and I'd been listening to shortwave radio for a couple of years, and I heard about how the United States had been ruled de facto, and I was like, oh, well, this is interesting, because he marked out the word, you know, Jewish state and wrote in State of Israel, but he also said this government has been told of a, you know, some kind of a wording is kind of awkward, but provisional state in Palestine, and he is urged to recognize this government. You know, so he put in the United States recognizes he modified it, in other words, and so when he signed it, that was not considered the official document because he marked it all up. And so it took till 1965 for him to actually sign the official document, and it was recently put up for sale. It's the only one in existence for something like $350,000. Somebody
bought
that.
Are you talking about the Balfour?
No, Balfour Declaration was way back in the 19.
It's a British construct.
Yeah, 1914 or something crazy. But no, this was where, and it reeks when you start looking at all those documents. There was a secret dispatch was sent out to all the American embassies where they were worried about they might get attacked, you know, like in Egypt or wherever, you know, because when the United States was going to give recognition to this provisional government, they were a little bit worried, you know, how's the Arab world going to react? And so they sent out a secret dispatch saying that we were being urged to recognize this provisional Jewish state. They didn't even call it the State of Israel. But somehow Truman was in on the game, and he marked it out and wrote in State of Israel. And it's weird the way it's it's worded, because I've heard this said about every president. They're essentially a new government. So he said this government recognizes the provisional Jewish state, and he marked out Jewish state and wrote in State of Israel. But that was in the 19. It was almost like they tricked the world, because the United Nations and some other, you know, of course, the Jews were all saying, hey, you know, you need to recognize this provisional government. And so once the United States sort of recognized this provisional government, it took a year, and finally the press release was rewritten to say that they recognized the de jure State of Israel. So the people that try to say that, you know, that's a conspiracy theorist between de facto and de jure, there's no difference. But there's really no way that the State of Israel can be the de jure State of Israel. They call their citizens Israelis. They're not Israelites. You can call up the government and say, hey, what's with the citizens of your country? What do you call them, Israelis? So they're not biblical Israelites. And all these churches that run around trying to say that they're the chosen nation, It's a word game. It's sleight of hand. It's a switcheroo. They're Israelis, and they won't claim the title of Israelites because they can't prove it. They can't prove their lineage.
We're living in a life of illusion, Mike. Oh my God.
Well, and speaking of that, there was a video, but what's his name? When Peter Gabriel left Genesis, Phil Collins took over, and you should go back and watch it. It's these some kind of foam puppets. They're not marionettes. But it features all these celebrities, and it's fun to try to recognize them. And there's a fun scene where an exaggerated Pete Townsend, or not Pete Townsend, what's the other guy? Pete Townsend in The Who. He goes, he's got his nose all exaggerated. He almost looks like a hook-nosed Jew, but he goes, "My generation will get it right." And it shows his puppet throwing with his guitar, throwing a finger up. But the Land of Illusion shows Ronald Reagan riding on a Triceratops. Yep. During that video. It was during the heyday of music television, MTV, when they had that. You know, he played music videos.
I remember watching that.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of absurd, making fun of the Christian right, which Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan weren't really Christians, I don't believe at all. But there was these Ica stones that depict a spear chucker riding on the back of a Triceratops. Now, how did the Ica Indians know what a Triceratops looks like? And immediately, all of the evolutionists will go, "Oh, that they." They faked those. But at the time, there was no known fossilized dinosaur skin. Nobody had found any. And sometime in the 90s, I think it was, they found some fossilized dinosaur skin, different relics of it, or whatever you want to say. And on these Ica stones with different dinosaurs, both the Stegosaurus, the Triceratops, and maybe one or two others, on those things, they feature little circles on the side of them. They're artistically done. But nobody knew that dinosaur skin had these circles. And so you're like, you know, submit it for your approval. Where's Rod Serling? Doo-doo-doo-doo. You know, they're making fun.
What about the spaceships in the on the cave drawings?
Exactly. Well, there's some wild-looking Ica stones that shows very detailed anatomy. Now, maybe those are fake. I don't know. But, you know, this one factor shows that there's a lot of those Ica stones that weren't fake. And they were relics that were being put into the graves of these this Ica Nation burial sites. There was some kind of ritual burial thing. So there's thousands of them, maybe even tens of thousands of them. And it's kind of hard to determine which ones are fake. Because of that,
this is kind of like, wouldn't you like to know what's really in the dark depths in the back buildings of the Smithsonian Institute,
the
giant skeletons, et cetera, that they're found and they're scooped back in and they're stuck back, you know, kind of like, you know, the X-Files when they went into a big warehouse and there's just crates and crates and crates of all kinds of things that they don't want anyone knowing about.
I'm not a flat earther and I don't believe they've totally fake the moon missions. I think they might have had backup plans to do it. Because even today, you think about how hard it is to find stunt doubles with all this database of driver's license photos, digital stuff. You can find, you know, doppelganger stunt doubles for about anybody you want to run a quote op on. So did they have stunt doubles for most of those astronauts? I mean, in case they died and they wanted to, you know, because they had a lot at stake there, billions and billions, as quote Carl Sagan, they had billions and billions of dollars at stake. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said, I would imagine so. Like I said, all this stuff is planned out long in advance, and, you know, like FDR said, if it happens in politics, you can guarantee it was planned. That's basically anything, you know. They plan this stuff out long in advance. What do you think all these frickin' think tanks and everything are for? What do they do? Oh, they're just paid just to sit around and think. But think about what? What did they do?
Well,
they are the ones that create all these little skits and these plays in this never-ending frickin' play that we're forced to live in.
Constantly drilling for the scenarios that they imagine that they might do. And so what are the odds, you know, that so many of these events that we have happen have dang drills running at the same time, you know, not just September 11th. Not just September 11th. I mean,
event 201. There's a good one.
Well, and the London Underground, 77 London 7-7. Underground. I thought it was a massive psyop for 2 or 3 days. They kept saying 49 people were killed, and then finally they added a few more. 7 times 7 is 49. You know, 2 or 3 days. They had like, all the news media was saying 49 people killed in the London Underground bombing on 7-7. Like when my generation had to memorize the multiplication tables all the way out to 12 times 12.
Yep.
But I started being alarmed when they start taking, you think it's not planned, they started taking cursive handwriting out of the schools. They started no longer making them memorize the multiplication tables. And my boy didn't understand when I'd just be able to rattle stuff off like that. I said, we learned it. It's useful. He couldn't understand. He started being able, because of my example, he started doing it himself. He wasn't taught it in school. He started learning to do this math in your head. That's and it's a heck of a handicap when you can't do that, just like GPS. You know, to find your way
Mike,
around.
You know, Mike, you know, it's like when I started into school, you know, in elementary, they brought out new math, you know, and where you had to show your work, you know, doing long division. And I'd sit down to my parents to try to help me with my math homework. And they're like, well, here, this is a real simple way to do it. It's much easier this way. And I'm like, I know, Mom, but even if we get the right answer, you get it wrong because you don't show your work the way they want you to show your work. They made math more difficult than it should have been simply so people would become dumber and dumber.
And the parents couldn't help them, so it separated the generations.
Right, right.
And now you got the iGen or whatever they want to call themselves, Generation Z or whatever. They really resent the Xers and the Boomers. They blame us for everything. I mean, that's an old game, but it seems a lot more virulent today, and it seems like they've used YouTube and other media to really separate out the wisdom of Grandpa.
I mean, in the 60s, it was don't trust anyone over 30, you know?
I had a sticker from Burger King on my 7th and 8th grade clipboard that said don't trust anybody over 14. It was a Burger King sticker set that it came out. But anyway, I could go on for hours. There was something else that I really called in you guys were talking about, and now I can't remember what it was. We bounced around
all
a little
over
bit.
The place.
A little bit, little bit unusual for us to do that.
Yeah.
But seriously, people do a deep dive and research those documents. You'll find it's a little bit of a head-scratcher, like, did the United States really recognize Israel or not in the day that it's celebrated, and you know, Israel, you know, Recognition Day.
I
May
just
the 14th.
Have a hard time just even getting past all that, because the mere fact is the group that identifies themselves the country of Israel or whatever has been a really bad place since
you know the difference. You know the difference between a pirate and a privateer, right? There's not a lot much difference between a privateer and a pirate. A privateer has a letter from the crown or the queen or something that says he's legitimate, right? But a pirate doesn't. And it looks to me like, it smells to me like, you got a group of pirates. A bunch of pirates decided that Israel is legitimate. And they got, you know, the community of nations to recognize Israel. And once they did that, then Israel has, you know, under the laws of nations, has recognition status. And there's been several attempts to do that, both in the United States and Australia, to try to get a little nation state carved out. I think Canton, Texas tried to do that back in the 1860s after the so-called war between the states. Canton, Texas, the Free State of Canton, or Van Zandt, the Free State of Van Zandt. They tried to do that. A whole garrison of troops was sent in by Grant to wipe that effort out. Look that one up. That's a fun one. And they buried, they don't know where the people are buried that were killed in that.
There is a Van Zandt County here in Texas.
Look up the Free State of Van Zandt, and they still, that I believe their Masonic Lodge and stuff like there in Van Zandt, I believe they still try to operate like they're independent of Texas and the United States. Internally, it's kind of a spooky little boss hog town. I'm not kidding.
Everywhere now.
Look it up. You got to be in the lodge to be anybody. You want to be a judge, mayor, sheriff, whatever. You got to be in the lodge, and they have somehow kept that town mostly pale. We'll say don't like dark complexity. They keep it out. They keep the invaders out, and they try to claim there's no homeless problem and all this. I really hope that Dallas and Fort Worth don't blow up, because they'll be dealing with it. They're right on the outskirts. Can you imagine all the, you know, like the Great Depression, or the derelict men marching around in the country? you know, if the economy blows up right now, I mean, everywhere for 100 miles around Houston and Dallas and Fort Worth, they'd all be having to deal with a lot of derelict
San Antonio, Austin, yes, the zombie apocalypse is upon us, and it's getting close.
Well, it could be two or three days. I mean, they'd smash everything in the stores unless we had militias to guard the stores. Everything would be gone in hours as opposed to rationing it out over several weeks until things stabilized. Yeah. I've tried to talk our own local people into doing that because I went to school with some of them. I'm saying, guys, we need some kind of like a veterans training.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I know. No. It's kind of, we're going to, that'll be the sign that's over America and most of the first world is they died in ignorance. They weren't prepared.
The ones that are going to defend.
It's going to take something like that for most people to wake up. And is it going to be nice?
It'll be too late.
And everyone's going to go down and vote our way out of it? No, it's going to get nasty.
Chicago wins another one, man. Give it 3 days after, like, you know, the federal government collapses. I'll let you go, man.
All right, Mike.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where we're going to be next week. The weeks seem to go so fast, Alan. You know, I get off the radio and then I'm back on it. What do you think? Where are we going to be next week? Are we going to be? Are we world end? I know Dave's up next.
I'm not Nesperatu or any of those other predictable guys. No, Steve. It could flip at any point here. You know, it just depends on when they decide to pull the cork.
Yeah. Oh, well, it'll be interesting to see. But I'm going to bet that we're going to have a show next week, and not because Republic's going away or we're going to get nuked. Republic Broadcasting deserves support, though. You know, realistically, folks, please go over to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate if you can. Remember to think about us during the week and check out some of the shows. I had the luxury of going on and listening to some shows this week of some new and some old hosts, and I liked and disliked different little bits of it. I have an eclectic taste. I gotta say, I couldn't listen to the traditional radio at all this week because all they were talking about is how much they love Israel and why they should kill Palestinians. And nuke them. Screw them. I'm like, whoa, dude. How are you saying that?
Well, yeah, they're only tactical nukes, Steve. They're not strategic nukes. They're only tactical.
Oh, turn the place into a glass.
And as long as they follow the rules of warfare, you can only kill people one way. You can't. It's illegal to kill them another way.
What is it that all of a sudden we got that Nikki Haley person, right? You know, that's just another George Bush, right? And she wants to turn the sand into a glass desert, or I forget how that phrase goes. She wants to use nukes, and she's running for she could be the president, for crying out loud. That's the music, Alan. Say goodbye.
Yep. All right. Take care, Paul.
I'll say goodbye, too. Goodbye, too. Blessing in this life.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're a-
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.